1 says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child." In verse 6 of chapter 2, it says, "And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." In verse 8, the Bible says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angel had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even to Bethlehem, and see the thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger." Verse 17, it says, "And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds." As you've heard the songs, the good songs, amen. And you've heard the scripture, God's perfect word. The gift is given. The gift was given to us. And as we look at this time of year, and I always see so many people that get caught up in so many things. Most of the focus leading up to this week has not been about Christ. It's been about the gifts, and it's been about the hectic schedules, and it's been about running here and there. Yesterday, as we went Christmas caroling, you could see the traffic at the malls, everyone trying to get that last-minute shopping done. As you hear conversations, though, you do hear people talking about going to church. If you've been listening, some, they talk about the church services you see on the signs, the things that have been going on. But Christmas, as people of God, we're supposed to be Christians. If you've accepted Jesus Christ and you're one of His, your focus is supposed to be on Christ. That's what the church is supposed to be, by the way. It's supposed to be centered on Jesus Christ, because He's the only hope that this world has. So as we see Christmas, and we think about, you got cards for Christmas from people that you hadn't even thought about all year. And they didn't think about you either, by the way, till they sent the card. They got out their list like they do every year, because they've become regimented in it. Many people, as I say today, I told you before I got saved, I was a CME. Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter. That was it. Christmas, Easter, and Mother's Day, if I put them in order, right? So as you look at that, it's not about just serving Him or going to Him when it's convenient for you. As we look and we see, and so many things have gotten commercialized and drawn away from the Lord, people today, they will take and they will sacrifice this, the month coming up to Christmas, to buy things. And they'll sacrifice to pay for those things, many till next Christmas, because they want to give somebody a gift, and many times it's just out of obligation. I do not have an obligation that I have to fulfill to the Lord. He saved my soul, and I serve Him because I love Him. I come to His house because He loved me before I loved Him. So many don't ever think about the sacrifice that was paid. When you look at the scriptures that I read right there in verse 11, it says, "Unto you was born this day." Unto you. As it was talked, the angel was talking to the shepherds, "Unto you this day is born the city of David." That scripture is to you. Unto you this child was born. He was given the gift that was there. It even goes into the next verse to tell you that he was wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger. He was given and he was wrapped. But that's not what Christmas is about. If you ever get to the point where you understand that Christ is not still in the manger, see, the gift was given, the gift was wrapped. 33.5 years later, the gift was nailed to the tree because he gave his life so that you could have eternal life through him. The world has lost sight of this. Many Christians have lost sight of this. We get excited at Christmas, but we should be excited every day because of what the Lord's done for us. In Isaiah chapter 9, it says, "For unto you a child is born, unto you a son is given, and the government shall rest upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon the kingdom to order it and to establish it, and with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Now, as you see that in Isaiah chapter 9, and you look at the verse that we read, and it talks about this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The Savior in the city of David. This one in the lineage of David is Jesus Christ. It is the Lord Jesus Christ too, by the way, and he is Lord. Whether people in this world recognize him as Lord or not. He's not a baby lying in a manger. He was God incarnate. Emmanuel, God made flesh. And as you see this, and we get caught up in so many things, the focus of Christmas is Christ. But the focus of a Christian is supposed to be Christ every day. It's not supposed to be a celebration one time a year or twice a year if you count Easter. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. A gift is given, and the gift is there, and many people do not accept this gift. Last year, when I preached, I believe I preached on the unopened gift. And I present to you today, too, many people have not opened the gift because the world leaves him lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. They never took the trip from the manger to Calvary that the Lord Jesus Christ took. They never saw him nailed upon the cross for their sin. We see a baby and we hold a baby in our arms and we think how cute they are, how it's wonderful to hold them and the joy that they give. Christ, when he came, already knew what his destiny was. He already knew that before the foundations of the world, the Lamb was slain. And he knew that he was the Lamb. When he was there, and it's just amazing, as we sing the songs and we sing Christmas carols, do you really think what they mean? Do you really understand? I think about that song, "Born to Die Upon Calvary," because that's what he was born for. When he came to take our sins to Calvary so that we might have fellowship with him. Through his blood, he died for us. So as we look at Christmas and we celebrate, by the way, the poinsettias, that's why I like the poinsettias at Christmas. I don't know what's connected to Christmas, but I see the blood of Jesus Christ because he was born to die for me. And I'm so glad that he did. I'm glad because I couldn't pay my own way. If you look, and so many today, as I say, they look at the manger, they look at where he was born, and they look at the baby. If you take part of the gospel, you're not taking all of the gospel. It's a complete package. The gospel is the birth, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. To be forgiven of your sin, you have to accept that he died for your sin, and the world doesn't like that because that admits, you have to admit you were a sinner, that you could not save yourself. If we keep him in the manger, if we keep him as a baby, what baby would condemn anyone? They're so cute. They're so powerless. I want to tell you, he had just as much power in the manger as he did at Calvary because he was God flesh. But as you look at this, if you take just part of it, if there's a sickness, if something happens, if you take a reaction to a poison, an antidote is not made up of just one part. There's many parts that go into antidotes. So that a person, if they're exposed to something, if they're bitten by a snake, there's many things that go into it. If you break them down and take only part of that, you might not be saved. If you take only part of the gospel and want to leave him in the manger and leave him as a baby, you don't see who Christ really was, and you will not be saved. Death, the burial, the resurrection, it was a virgin birth. Amen. It was, and the Bible goes as far as to say that Joseph did not know her till after the baby was born. And he did have some brothers and sisters earthly. Amen. But there's never been one like him on earth, because he was the only one that could pay the price. As we look in the Bible and we see the scriptures, in John 1 said, he came into his own received him not. John chapter 1 verse 11. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. So as many as received him, to those who see him, who he is and what he has done, who have accepted him as Savior because of what he did for them, because he died on Calvary, and only he could pay for those sins, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The question today as we look at Christmas is, did you believe on his name? Have you trusted him as Savior? He's not in the manger. He's not there being nursed by his earthly mother. He's at the right hand of Father right now. And he is going to judge. As we look at this in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1 says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. But therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. The world does not recognize what Christ really means. As Christians, most people in church do not recognize what Christ really means. Many today profess and they know, but they do not truly know, because they've only taken part of the gospel, part of the truth. If you don't have the whole truth, you don't have salvation in Jesus Christ. It goes on to say, therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Time is running out for this world. Time is running out for those who have not truly accepted Christ. Christmas is a wonderful time of year, but any day as a Christian should be just the same. Because the gift was there and it continues to give, because I have eternal life through Jesus Christ. If you have accepted him, you have eternal life through Jesus Christ. But if you've left him wrapped in the swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, and have not seen what he did for you on Calvary, because without repentance, without seeing that there is a need for forgiveness, why would you come to Christ? So the question today is, have you opened your gift from God? Unto you a child is born. Unto you a son is given. He gave his life so that you could have eternal life. So as we've sung the songs and we've rejoiced in the gift, the question is, have you opened it? Does he reside in your heart because you've asked him to be your Savior? Because without that, you don't understand what Christmas is. The Christmas that you understand is what the world presents. It's the commercials, it's the billboards, it's getting all the gifts, and you have to have the right gift, and you have to have this for that person. You're like the person that just gets a gift for somebody because you feel it's an obligation. You have to do that. Christ did not have to die for me. He chose to die for me. I did not have to accept Christ because of what he did for me. But when I saw what he had done for me, my heart wanted Jesus Christ to reside in it. I saw that I was a sinner in need of a Savior. I saw that there was no forgiveness outside of the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made for me. And I saw that there was no other way to heaven but by him, because he was God made flesh. He was Emmanuel. He was God with us. He was the Counselor. He's the Prince of Peace. And the peace that I have resides in me because of what he did, not because of anything I do. So the question today is, have you opened your gift from Christ? It doesn't have to be done on Christmas. It's a few days before Christmas. You can open it today if you haven't. It's there waiting, and he's pleading, would you please accept me as your Savior? Let me come into your heart so that you can understand what Christmas really is. As that verse says, It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that we shall be like him. Amen. We will be eternal, one place or the other, because I've accepted Christ. My home's in heaven. How about yours? Stand to your feet.